We're in the middle of Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Tes Zayin, but we'll start from the beginning of the Mechaber in Sif Tes Zayin. Mechaber says as follows, Nifsak achas meha oisius. If you have a hefsik in an ois, hago, what type of ois are we talking about? Hapshutais, we're talking about straight oisius. For instance, kagoin vav Zayin, oisha nifsak regel hanun, or an endanun, which is nifsak. These are all straight oisius, ukayoitzibos, similar letters. Im tinaik she'enai loichacham loitipesh yadeh lekroisai, if a tinaik who is not a chacham and not a tipish knows how to read the letter correctly, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Vim lav, and if the tinaik does not know how to read the letter correctly, in other words, he doesn't recognize it, lamashal, for instance, he calls the vav a yud, so then posel, the ois is going to be posel. And one need not cover up all the other letters when showing it to a tinaik. Rather, you can show it to the tinaik even when everything else is uncovered. Says the Ramah, but if you see, if we see that the letter is not kosher, so then possible, it's going to be possible. Lamaisa, if we see that the letter is not written appropriately, so then it doesn't make a difference what the tinaik says, and it's going to be posel as Isaac the Mordechai and the Marik. In other words, the tinaik is only going to help us in a case where we're mesupik. But if we're not mesupik and we know that it's not kosher, so then the tinaik cannot save the letter. We're up to the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Mem Ches. Im tinaik ayin betash shekosav. The Taz explains that this is talking about a case where you have a nifsak in the middle of the length of the ois. And all that's left attached to the head is the part of the regel, the yerech of the letter before the nifsak. Oz toli b'kriyas atinik, in such a case, it's Tully in the Kriya of the Tinnik in Safik Lanu Amnisha Kashir Shala Isahu. If we're Mesupik, if the Yerech coming down from the head is long enough before the Mokim of the Hefsik, that it's kosher up until that point. Aval Imnishtair Gamla Matim in a Hefsik, but if part of the letter remains underneath the Hefsik, the Hainu Shanasa Hefsik Birachboy Shal Regel Ha'ois, meaning that the Hefsik splits the Yerech of the Ois in half, from right to left. Ba'achar ha'hefsik nishar oid lamata, chelik min ha'regel, but part of the regel remains under the hefsik. B'zeh loy mayol tinik. In other words, again, the case is that you have, for instance, an endanun, and the endanun comes down, let's say, for argument's sake, 3 centimeters. So after 2 centimeters coming down from the head, there's a nifsak, and then the last centimeter is underneath the hefsik. So in such a case, a tinaik is not going to help to kasher the endanun. Da tinaik yitzaref mashalamata mimenu lachelik ha'elyon. Ube'emes ein leitzirif. Because when the tinaik recognizes the letter, why is he recognizing the letter? Because he's looking at what remains underneath the hefsik. And that's really not part of the letter b'chlal. V'zeh daimel nifsak regel ha'alef. And it's similar to the case where the regel of the aleph is detached from the aleph. So what do you do? I, the tinnik, is going to kasher it. So the teretz is, you cover the bottom half, the detached part of the yerech of the ois. And that has nothing to do with what the mechaber said, that when there's a shayla, you don't have to cover the rest of the letters. The bezev vaday moida the tzarech lechaseis. Because in this case, avada the mechaber is moida that you have to cover what's underneath the hefsik. V'cheinas kamas ha'achreinim, and this is what all the achreinim hold. Deloikemai shekazav bezev Yeshua's Yaakov lahagel kashitas ha'me'iri. Not like Yeshua's Yaakov wants to be maker like the me'iri who holds that you are mitzaref what's underneath the hefsik. Rather, we hold la'alocha, you are not mitzaref what's underneath the hefsek. Ubir agrob simin lamed vav mashma gamken kataz deloy mitzarfinan lo ois mashalamata, not like the meiri. Sifkot mem tes loy chacham, the tinnik that you ask should not be a chacham. What's a chacham? Hainu chacham kol kach shemevena inyan. A tinek who's a chacham is a tinek who understands the inyan that he's reading. In other words, he understands the taych. He knows what's going on in the psukim. Umitoich zen, because he knows what's going on in the psukim, hu oimer ha'ois ha'nifzak, v'yeh mispar ha'shaper. So he's going to read the letter correctly because the taych is going to flow better. But the fact that he knows the letters well, that doesn't make him a chacham. Heitiv, ein meven mashakosav lefonov, dezevade gamkein kosher. If he doesn't know the inyan, he just knows the aleph beis well, so avada such a tinnik is zicha kosher. That's what we need. We need a tinnik who knows the letters well. Veloy tipish, we don't want the tinnik to be a tipish. Sifkat nun tipish, hainu, she'ena yedea likreis ha'isis. The definition of a tipish is that he doesn't know aleph beis. V'kol she'yedea likreis ha'isis, but a tinnik who knows how to read the aleph beis, af al gav de'ena boki kol kach b'tsuris ha'isis, even though he's not the world's biggest mumcha in tsuris ha'isis, nevertheless, kol she'aymer de'en boi tsuris ha'is, posel, who as long as he knows the aleph beis fairly well, and he says that this is not the letter that we need it to be, the letter is going to be posel. V'ein tzarech l'chassis, we said you don't have to cover the rest of the letters in the item, this tefillin, the mezuzah, the sefer Torah, v'chein kasev alavush, and the lavush also says you don't have to cover everything else. Avol ha-Magen Avram, b'shem marit kasev, the tzarech l'chassis, mashal lefonov, but the Magen Avram brings from the marit that you do have to cover what's before the shayla. Now, Zeinachanam, you don't have to cover the whole item, but what's before the shayla, you do have to cover. Why? Shem yaskel mitchilas hamikra, because if the kid is going to start reading from the beginning of the pasuk, sircha noket v'azel. Let's say he knows he recognizes the flow of the pasuk, so even though he doesn't necessarily know the taich, but the flow of the words he'll understand, and memela he may read the word right, just because that's the flow of the pasuk. Not because he actually recognizes the letter as a kosher letter. V'afilu tinek sheloy lamed ba'is ha'parasha, and even if the child is not familiar with the psukim, afilu hachi tzarech l'chassis leish mashal lefon avat tevazu, you still have to cover the beginning of the pasuk. Aval tevazu, but this word, v'gam mashal l'achareha, and what's after this word, ein tzarech l'chassis klal b'kol gavni, you never have to cover the word itself and what follows the word, you only have to cover prior to that word. That's what the Marit says in his tshuva, and that's the din according to this Mishnah Brura. Sifkaten nun beis ha'ois kegoin alfin she'en hayud shelen negas el atzman. If there's a split in the letter, in other words, if we see that the ois doesn't have a tzuras ois, it's going to be pasul. For instance, an aleph where the yud is not touching the aleph, so we know that that's a psul. So it doesn't make a difference if the tinek is machshirit. V'chein nekudas hapei she'en negas legaga. V'chein lekol ois she'en pshuta she'yesh hefzik b'amtzon shu pasul. Any case where you have a ois that has a hefzik in the middle and it's pasul, so it doesn't make a difference what the tinnik says. It's still going to be pasul. And also it doesn't make a difference beinim nasa be'esaksiva, if the letter became split b'shas ksiva or la'achar ksiva, or even if the letter was written properly and it only became split later, it's still going to be pasul. And not only that, shaloi mahani kriyas ha'tinnik, the tinnik can't salvage it to make it kosher. Rather, again, as we said before, the tinnik can make it that you could fix it because he recognizes it as an ice, but it doesn't make it kosher. When does a tinnik help you? When you're mesupik, if it has the shir or not, that's a suffik if it's a yud or a vav. It's a suffik if it's a zayin or an endanun. So in such cases, that's when the tinnik helps you to tell you, is it long enough or not? Why? The gili milzab almu, because the tinnik is just letting you know the mitzias, the ayrech vav yeshla, that it has the length of a vav. Why? Midalai karo yud, because he didn't call it a yud. He called it a vav. The same would apply to a nun pshuta. V'chaf pshuta, sheyesh safik, im yesh lem shir arkon. Yom asupik, that maybe the nun pshuta looks like a zayin. Yom asupik, that maybe the chaf pshuta looks like a resh. A chaf kfufa, shedayim v'miktis lebeiz. Ukahai gavna, if you have a chaf that looks like a beiz. Sheyesh lestapik, im tunas adayim lois acheris. In all these cases, we're masupik, that maybe it looks like the different letter. So that's when a tinnik is going to help you. But when we see that the letter is split, the aleph lamashal is split, and we know that that's not a kosher tzura, because there's a din that the ois has to be goylam echad, and if it's split, it's not goylam echad, it's two goylam ois, so then it's going to be puzzle. And ma mail bikriya satinik, and the tinik is not going to help you to make it kosher. Ve'inenu rayan she'ein ha'ois b'tzurasa, because we see that it's not kosher. And therefore, even if the tinnik is makirit, it's still going to be puzzle. No tinnik is going to call an aleph an ayin hafucha just because it's split. And the same would apply to a ois pshuta. If we know that it's not kosher, loy mahani ma de tinnik kore eisei kach, doesn't make a difference what the tinnik says. Rak besofik, lanu im yesh by shir karoi mahani, only when it's a sofik to us does a tinnik help. V'kol zeh b'loy tikkun, and all this is talking, as we mentioned a number of times, before you were metakin it. Ulinyan tikkun ayin bir alocha, where in the bir alocha he's going to explain that if the tinnik is makirit, so then you're able to fix it, even though at the moment it's not going to be kosher. We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Tazayin. The Mechaber had said that if you have a nifsak in a ois pshuta, like a vav, or a zayin, or an endanun, so if a tinnik recognizes it, it's kosher. In other words, the tinnik recognizes it that the letter is long enough, then it's going to be kosher. But if the tinnik thinks it's short and he calls the vav a yud, or the zayin, or the endanun, he calls it a zayin, or anything similar to that, so then it's going to be pasul. So says the bir alocha, im tinoik, if a tinoik reads it correctly, it's kosher. Ein primu gadam vel yirabba, the im yesh kimloy is ktana didhu, that if the letter has a maloy is ktana didhu, kagoin vav oinun pshuta ktana, meaning that it looks like a short vav, or a short nun pshuta, but it's still long enough that the tinnik will recognize it, will recognize it. V'nikar yofa shehi vavoy nun, even without a tinnik, yeah, that we ourselves read it as a vav or a nun, kosher, it's going to be kosher. V'ein tzarech laharis latinik, and you don't have to show it to a tinnik. In other words, you only have to show it to a tinnik when you're mesupik, that maybe it looks like a yud. You can't tell yourself. Maybe it looks like a yud, maybe it looks like a vav, so then you show it to a tinaik. But if it looks like a vav, it just looks like a short vav, or a small vav, so then it's going to be kosher. Says the Bir Alocha, Yedea L'Kreisa, if the tinaik knows how to read it, Az afilu hu nekev gadol, a hefsek gadol, shepredase neke lehedya, even if the hefsek between the top part of the letter and the bottom part of the letter is a big hefsek, kosher, it's going to be kosher, vein sarach shum tikkun, because what's above the hole is enough, is what he's recognizing as kosher. The loye adif me ilu kasev lechatchila is kasev kazek the kosher, because like we said, all the tinnik is basing what he's saying on is what's above the nifsak. So that itself is enough of a kosher letter, and you don't even have to fix it. The im lav continues the bir alacha, but if the tinnik doesn't recognize it, afilu nasa hefsek la'acher kach, even if the hefsek happened later, kagoin shekofatz hadyoi mea klaf, for instance, the dyoi jumped off of the klaf, and nisha rak roishim admumis mechaluda shel hadyoi, and all you have is a faint memory of the letter, because you have a rust-colored stain on the klaf, afilu im haya hefsik koten kolkach shaloi haya predasa nikola hedya, and even if the hefsik was so small that it's not nikola hedya, v'hera la'atinik gam ha'chelek shalamata me'ahefsik u'kori la'ois, afilu hachi posel, even though the tinik recognized it as the letter, because he's being mitzarif what's underneath, it's still going to be, meaning what's underneath the hefsik, nevertheless, it's still going to be pasul. Why? The ein mitzarif in lay mashalamata, kemosha kosav ataz, you're not going to be mitzarif what's underneath the hefsik, like we said previously, from the taz. But as we mentioned a number of times, all this is only regarding its status of kashrus before you fix it. Avala inyan tikkun, but regarding fixing it, imatinek yedea likreisa oisal yedei tzirif mashal amata, if the part that's underneath the hefsik assists the tinaik in recognizing the entire letter as the letter you want it to be, mahani afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzos, you're allowed to fix it even by tfilin and mezuzos. T'loi b'inan kesidran dafka, d'ba'inan kesidran dafka, because even though by tefillin and mezuzas you need a dafka to be written kesidron, to loy nizbatel mimenu lagamri shem ois, but since over here it did not lose its shem ois, kevan sha'atinik yedea likreis al yedei tziruf, because since the tinik can read it al yedei tziruf, vafilu nasa zeh hefzik be'es aksiva, and even if it was always detached, it's still going to be mutter to fix it if a tinik can recognize the entire thing as the correct letter, even though it's split in the middle, and regarding the Iker Kashrus, at the moment, we're only going to base our opinion on what's above the Hefsik. But regarding fixing it, we can even include what's beyond the Hefsik. Because of our Prima Godim, the Kolzeh B'Shaloi Nikolai Hedya Predasan, that all this, everything we said regarding the idea of fixing it, is only when the Hefsik is not Nikker immediately. Avalam nikar lehedya predasan, but if one immediately notices the hefsik, ain mayolay shum tikkun, can't be fixed at all. Afilu nasa l'achar aksiva, even if the hefsik happened after aksiva. V'ayin l'kamon b'sif chav hey b'bir alocha ma'asher kasavnu eidazeh. And take a look in the bir alocha in sif chav hey, where the bir alocha addresses this issue of nikar lehedya and not nikar lehedya, and there's a machlokes, the Prima Godim and Rabbi Kiveger, which is discussed over there. Continues the Bir Halacha, miu imanu rayin, but if we see that the letter does not have the correct tzuras ha'ais, it's going to be posel, even if a tinnik knows how to read it properly. I am the Mishnah Brura, v'kolze emayri gamkein b'loi tikkun, all this is talking before you fix it, and we're not discussing tikkun. Avala inyan tikkun, Mahani al kolpanim kriyas atinik. The tinik will help. In other words, by an aleph that's nifsak, if a tinik recognizes it as the letter, so you're allowed to fix it even though it's not kosher as it is. Ve'ein chiluk b'zeh b'in pshutis l'kfufais, doesn't make a difference what type of a letter it is. Ve'akol dina k'meshe k'savnu mitchila, the din is going to be the same by all of them. Kol zeh b'irarati m'divrei ha'primagodim b'simen zeh, Beharbe Mekoimus, all these aforementioned halachos I got from the Prima Godim based on what he explains in this simon in a number of places, in many places. And regarding the pratim of when you're allowed to fix and what you're allowed to fix, all that is going to be discussed later on in Sif Chaf Hei.